Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, here for a presentation is the Queen Crab, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. Here's Ronza Othman.
Good evening, fellow Federationists. So we have been encouraging you to go and get recorded for the audio quilt. I bet you didn't think that we were going to have a product for you tonight, but we do. So who wants to hear the audio quilt? Will Schwatka, take it away.
Amber West, 2019, Debbie Brown, to make friends.
My name is Carla McQuillan, and I first came into the Federation in 1988 as a scholarship winner in the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. And I would have to say that it was that convention that really impacted me the most of all of the Federation activities and things that I have done over the years. And that was because when I got to the convention, I was ready to take the scholarship money, but I did not want to have anything to do with a group of blind people because I thought I knew what blindness was about and it wasn't me. So I was pleasantly surprised to see blind lawyers and a totally blind pharmacist and teachers and people doing all the things out there that I never thought blind people could do. And I remember thinking to myself that it was great that I could go home and tell my mom and dad that I was going to be okay.
My name is Yasmin Razuddin. I joined the Federation in 1992. Before that, I had read the books from the Federation, and the person who brought me into the Federation is Judy Rasmussen. I went to find a job with her. That's how she found me. And the best activity I like in the Federation is the National Convention because it is lots of fun.
My name is Anil Lewis. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1989 in Atlanta, Georgia. The person who brought me on board or really taught me about the Federation was Mr. Al Falligan, a great gentleman, really helped me make one of the best decisions in my life. And my most exciting experience within the Federation has to be the 2007 USLAM, where we brought in over 200 blind kids from across the country to our national office in partnership with Johns Hopkins, and we taught them how to build and launch rockets, dissect sharks, program robots, do nanoscience, and we changed their lives, and our lives got changed as well.
My name is Amber Woods. The year I joined was 2015. The person who got me to the NFB was Dean Stonecipher, my O&M trainer. And the best events is national conventions and Washington Seminar.
Hello, my name is Derek Day, and I've been in the National Federation of the Blind since 2014 when my mom co-founded the Greater Carroll County chapter. And the event that has been most impactful in my life is Bell Camp because it taught me to be literate in Braille and to be able to read and write independently.
I am Judy Nelson. I joined the Federation in 2017 through Sharon Maneki. She invited me to the Maryland State Conference, and that is still my favorite activity because the fun, the people, the camaraderie, watching people living the lives that they want and enjoying it in the process.
Barbara Cheadle, 1974. Jim Nyman, Dave Dawson, John Cheadle, Barbara Lowe's Walker, and Future Reflections magazine for parents of blind children and the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children.
My name is Sharia Young. I joined the Federation around 97 when I was part of the team retreat introduced to the Federation by Ms. Barbara Cheadle and then Sherman Ecke, the former president. I enjoy being part of the Federation when I was the Vice President of the Student Division as well as the Secretary of the Student Division. My favorite thing about the National Federation of the Blind is to take part in the national and state conventions.
Hi, my name is Teresa Graham. Everyone knows me as Nadia's mom. I joined the Federation when Nadia was 3, so that makes it 10 years ago. I joined because I needed assistance with my daughter receiving ESY, and a little birdie told me to come visit the NFB, but not to let anyone know they sent me. So I did just that. That following week, I knocked at the NFB doors, and they opened up a whole new world for me.
My name is Ellen Ringline. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1986 in Connecticut. I was looking for blind role models and came across Mike Goss. So he's the first person in the NFB that I met, so he brought me into the NFB. And the significant event was the first state convention I attended that fall in Connecticut. I learned about self-confidence and what was possible for blind people to become independent, and that led me to seek out blindness training, which has made a big difference in my life, and I want to pay it forward.
My name is Pam Goodman, and I have been a National Federation of the Blind member since 2005. The person who got me involved in the NFB was initially my mother, but then through her insistence, I met Sharon Manecki, and that's why I've stayed. My favorite thing about the National Federation of the Blind is the sense of community and unity and inclusion and strength that we gain from each other within this awesome organization.
My name is Mark Riccobono, and I first joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1996. The person who really influenced my joining was Cheryl Orgis. She's a blind woman who lives in Shorewood, Wisconsin. She was chair of the scholarship program for the Wisconsin affiliate back in the mid-90s, and so I had talked to her a number of times, finally convinced her to have the affiliate grant me a scholarship. It's really hard to pick a most impactful activity or program of the Federation. It's very tempting to say the convention, the national convention, but I guess today what I'm feeling is that our umbrella mosaic of 2015, our 75th anniversary convention, was really my favorite. It represented in so many ways, from the logistics to the symbology to the togetherness to the forward-looking nature of it to the public outreach, so much of what we try to do every day in the National Federation of the Blind.
I'm Sharon Manecki. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1976 when I was living in New Jersey. It's hard to pinpoint one person as the influencer because there was a team who came to New Jersey to revitalize the organization. And so several people invited me to come. And the reason I've stayed is because it was exciting, and still is, to be in the National Federation of the Blind. People, you know, there were things to do, there were missions to accomplish, and it really has given my life a purpose.
Hi, my name is Anthony Jacks. I'm joining the Federation today, yes, and one of my biggest influences to join the Federation was Ms. Sharon Manecki. And one of my most fulfilling challenges was to protest the not hiring of blind actors in New York.
My name is Melissa Sheeter, and I've been a part of the NFB mostly my whole life. In 2005, as an adult, Alicia Briceward brought me in. And the thing that has impacted me the most is when I was in kindergarten, it was believed that I didn't need to learn Braille because I had enough vision. So Sharon Manecki really helped fight for that, and that was the only real blindness skill I had when I lost my vision suddenly when I was 15.
My name is Janice Toothman. I joined in 2006, and Debbie Brown invited me to a membership seminar And my favorite activity is advocacy.
My name is Janice Forbes. I joined the Federation in, I believe it was 2012. The person that brought me into the Federation is the lovely Miss Lillian Kennedy from Prince George's County. And the thing that I enjoy most about NFB is being a participant in creating the career fairs, both at the national level and the one at Washington Seminar.
My name is John Cheadle. I joined the National Federation of Blind in 1975. A number of people brought me in. My wife, Barbara Beach Walker Loess, Dave Dawson, and Jim Nyman. There are many activities, being with Barbara for 40-plus years, working with the parents group, and future reflections, and of course the opportunity to work with Kenneth Jernigan for a couple of decades.
My name is Ronza Othman. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 2003, and I was brought into the Federation by Debbie Kent Stein and Patty Gregory Chang. The activity or event that most impacted me was the law program, which is sort of like a mini Washington seminar for children from all over the country where they come to D.C. to influence policymakers. Because if those children can change the course of history for us as blind Americans, then anything is possible, and anything truly was possible those days where we were walking the hill, moving those legislators forward.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our 2019 version one of our audio quilt. Special thanks to Steve Sawson, our audio quilter and engineer, who worked very hard on this. Yeah, I think we can do better than that.